Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, welcome back, fearless thinkers. I'm your host, Michael DeVue. This is episode 17. The Agile Advantage, Adapting to Change and Growth. You know, we talked about curiosity yesterday, and if you're going to be curious, you're going to get out there and you're going to, you know, tackle new things and stuff. You know, you have to adapt to change and growth. And one of the things I talked about in yesterday's episode was, you know, we are built to learn. But I also mentioned something about our cells dying. How many cells die every, 20 minutes or something like that? It's a ridiculous number. It's like billions, I think. I think I said 300 and some odd million. I think it's actually billion cells that die and get reborn and remade. So not only are we built to learn, we are human change machines. We are built to adapt and change and grow. That is what we do from the moment we are conceived. Our bodies are constantly growing and changing, right? So today's episode tackles adaptability and agility. Now this is, you know, when you get out onto the road of life and you start tackling entrepreneurship things, learning how to be adaptable and be agile comes from some rough moments, some challenges that we have to face, right? The business landscape is always evolving, as our personal and professional growth landscape is also always evolving. And, you know, our customers' needs change all the time. Technology disrupts the industries, and unexpected events can shake things up for us. So the key to the success, to surviving and thriving in that kind of environment, really is being flexible and adaptable and adjusting your approach to navigate these changes and thrive in uncertainty, right? So let's talk about what, you know, if you're rigid and you can't adapt, if you're too stiff and you can't, you know, what happens to a rigid tree in a strong wind? It snaps, right? That's why the reed is so powerful. We'll shift our perspective a little bit and think about, you know, failing to be adaptable is like that rigid tree. You know, it can be strong, but it's unable to bend, and ultimately it will break. And you don't want to get to that ultimate moment. You want to be resilient. Resilient entrepreneurs are like the willow tree instead. They bend with the wind. They emerge out on the other side stronger, right? Now, imagine, if you will, let's just play in our minds, trees swaying beautifully in the wind and branches adapting to the conditions of the wind and stuff. Adaptability actually allows us to stay ahead of the curve and embrace all these new opportunities. You know, what's more beautiful than a beautiful willow tree blowing in the wind? Why? Why is that movement and that motion and that energy attractive to us? That ability to be flexible and adaptable is an attractive quality, right? I think it's good for us, you know, and it allows you to not only embrace those new opportunities, but adjust your business model, iterative technology, iterative thinking, to meet evolving customer needs and market demands. So fear of change, right, which is typically what stops us from being adaptable and flexible, right? Of, well, I've always done it this way, tradition, which can actually hold us back from embracing our adaptability. You know, we should reframe that thinking. I encourage you to look at it as, yes, traditions are good, and having done things, you know, this way the entire time, you know, that doesn't work all the time. Always be open to opportunities for change, right? We have to reframe our fear of what could happen if we don't change. I mean, what could happen if we do change into what can happen if we don't change, right? Fear as an opportunity to foster a culture of innovation right? By being able to adapt and be agile, learning from new perspectives and capitalizing on the unexpected opportunities that arise and come as a result of being flexible, right? So here are some key tips to overcoming those fears if they start creeping up and coming up for you to be more adaptable, right? Embrace continuous learning. Hello, what did I say yesterday? We are humans and we're built to learn. That's what we do all the time. Develop a growth mindset, right? This is a big, big, big thing everybody's always talking about is a growth mindset. And that really means something, right? To stay informed about not only the industry trends and technologies and customer preferences, but outside of your business model in other areas of business, right? Maybe you get curious and you find out and you learn trends in other spaces that might help give you a new perspective on what is happening in your own current industry. Gathering customer feedback, right, which is only one part of it. You need feedback from everyone, your team, your customer, your environment, your coworkers, your peer groups, even family and friends, right? Getting feedback constantly and making sure that you're always got a finger on the pulse of what's happening out there helps you understand the evolving needs and adapt of your world around you. But you can also offer them solutions you might not have thought of before. When you keep your finger on that pulse of getting constant feedback, and you can empower your team, you know, creating a culture where innovation is always encouraged and team members feel empowered to not only propose their new ideas or approaches, but share them and have an open dialogue about them. That's being flexible and adaptable, because you know, I mean, there could be incredible things coming up, you know, when you offer that space to them and you really encourage them to get curious to talk about these things and share these ideas, right? And then if you're flexible and you show that that's a value that you have, you can help your team also adapt and adopt being flexible, because I think that's important and valuable for them as well. And then experimentation and iteration. I keep throwing that word out there all the time. Iterate, iterate, iterate. We are in an iterative technology era, right? That's what we've learned. Everything's iterative. Everything is ready to change and ready to hear your feedback and make adjustments based on the customer's demand. So don't be afraid to experiment with new strategies and iterate based on the results that you get. Embrace that test and learn mentality. I think that could be, 100% beneficial, right? Now, how adaptability and agility can benefit aspiring and current entrepreneurs? As I mentioned before, staying ahead of the curve. We are aware, you are aware, that everything's changing. All the time, every year, 18 months usually about now, I think it's gotten shorter, but every 18 months, we are in a shift from our technology stacks and our processes and our protocols, you name it, things are shifting. But you can stay ahead of the curve by being adaptable. You can identify and capitalize on new trends that are out there and take advantage of those opportunities right before your competitors get onto them. And you can have increased resilience, the ability to adapt and adopt new ideas and be flexible allows you to overcome challenges and disruptions with greater ease, and it and maintain your competitive edge. You know, it just makes you smooth. Good things, you know, keeps you adaptable and adoptable. Or you're not adaptable. Maybe you are. You're cute and adaptable. But this idea around resilience and adaptability increases value for diverse ideas. A culture that embraces adaptation, encourages diverse perspectives and solutions, leads to more innovation and inclusive approaches across the board 100%. And you get to build a learning organization, not just an organization that produces something or creates a service, but its internal operation is a learning organization, fostering an environment of continuous learning and experimentation where everyone gets a chance to contribute to the agile mindset of the whole organization, right? So adaptability, it isn't just reacting to change. It's actually about anticipating change and embracing these new ideas, introducing new concepts and ways of moving forward, constantly learning and evolving. By developing an agile mindset, you create a company environment and an organizational environment that can weather any storm that comes along. You can seize the new opportunities that are on your path and be more successful. And that's kind of neat. You know, that's kind of cool. So yeah, adaptability, agile and adaptability. I like it. Resilience and flexibility. you know? Thanks for joining us. Another episode of Fearless Thinking. Remember, the greatest opportunities often lie just within the unexpected changes that are coming. I mean, that's where it is. That's the curious part. Like, get in there, right? Know that if it's coming up for you and you're being asked to be agile and resilient, that means there's something inside. There's something inside that change that you need to know about, and the universe has brought it to you because it knows you can manage it. You can adapt. So keep leading, keep learning, keep adapting to thrive, right? An ever-evolving world is a better world for all of us. And we'll be back next with more tips and tricks on fearless thinking on your amazing transformative entrepreneurial journey. My friends, get out there. Middle of the week, baby. Get out there. Do some fearless thinking. And I will see you on the other side. Okay, bye.